This is Audible.
The path of personal growth leads upward through the gauntlet of human experience to the peaks of our potential. On this journey, we encounter 12 gateways. Their purpose is evolution. Their arena is everyday life. Their secret is action. And their time is now.
Thank you. Before I begin, I want to acknowledge that what I say is less important than how open you are. If you're open enough, you can hear one word and it can change your life. The more open you are, physically, emotionally, mentally, the more comfortable you are, the more you'll get out of this program. We're going to be covering a great deal of material, a journey in a sense, an oft-used metaphor, a journey through 12 gateways of personal growth to human potential, culminating in a practice called everyday enlightenment. We think of enlightenment, most of us, as total peace, total happiness, freedom, love, bliss, and other words that sound a little like pie in the sky when related to the issues we face in everyday life. So what I intend to do is to bring enlightenment down to earth where we live, where you can really get a handle on it. And I make a promise to you, at the end of this program, I will give you a practice that you can do moment to moment in everyday life, whenever you remember, a practice of enlightenment more meaningful than any I've found. In fact, it is the highest practice ever given to human beings. But before we can reach that practice and prepare ourselves for it, we have to pass through together these 12 gateways that I'll be describing throughout the program. When I was an athlete years ago and a coach, I discovered three things. First thing I discovered was I love teaching more than learning. And I adored learning. But no matter what I learned, only one person benefited. But if I could teach other people, that was exciting to me. I also noticed as a coach that anyone doing any form of skill training needed to build a foundation of fundamentals, of basics, to actually raise their level of talent by working certain basics. In the field of athletics, it had to do with strength and flexibility, stamina, rhythm, balance, coordination, timing, reflex speed. If people were willing to work that and develop that foundation, they became more talented in terms of learning the skills easier, faster, and at a higher level. If you're a tennis player, a golfer, or any other person in training, I suggest you go back and look at those basics because your talent goes up. At the same time, I learned a third thing, and that was being able to do handstands and cartwheels and somersaults was not much help to me when I went out on a date. I suppose it depends what kind of date it was, but for the most part, it wasn't much help, nor did it help me when I got married or had children or dealt with financial issues or one of the 101 other things we deal with in everyday life. So I started to look not for the foundation, the basics that develop talent for sport, but I started contemplating what are the basics that develop a talent for living. Few of us have really thought in terms of a talent for living. Often we assume if someone's talented, they're born with it. Well, I don't agree at all. I think our genetic potential maybe is 10 to 20% at most. The rest we develop. It depends on the choices we make and what we do in our daily lives. So I started looking, what are these basics? And it led to what I call the 12 gateways to personal growth or human potential. Now, I'm not suggesting these are 12 gateways. I'm suggesting they are the 12 gateways. And I say this because I've given talks around the world to many, many people. And I've challenged groups, come up with the 13th gateway, come up with the 14th one. No one has. These 12 cover the entire scope. They're a map of the territory of our human potential. I want to make it clear at the outset that these 12 gateways are not 12 burdens I suggest or new practices I suggest you add to an already busy life. Rather, they're meant to lighten you, not burden you, because you're already practicing in all these areas. You've been working on the 12 gateways your entire life and will continue to do so. What I'm going to do today is present a clear map to bring what is subconscious into full consciousness So you'll see a map, and you know any map when you're on a journey is a big help. So this is going to be a map to help you get more out of daily life, out of those challenges in the spiritual school we call daily life. Some people refer to daily life as a spiritual boot camp. I prefer to think of it as a school. Many of you may agree. Well, if it is a school, if we're here to learn, again, there are 12 courses we need to pass in order to graduate. Not just one or two. There are specialists in various areas. There are specialists in the arena of a relationship. They say if your relationship and emotions are down, that's the whole ball of wax. Other people will say, no, the key is meditation. If you meditate, you transcend the mind and transcend beliefs and open up to life, and that's the road, the royal road to enlightenment. Other people will say, well, yes, but if your body's in balance, the electrical energies are flowing through your body, it's an enlightened body, and that's the basis for everything else. And they all have good points. But it reminds me of a cartoon I once saw in the New Yorker magazine. It showed a man who was in a hospital bed, wrapped in plaster and tape from his head down to his ankles. His feet were fine, but everything else was wrapped in plaster. And there was a doctor standing near him looking at the man, and the doctor said, you know, as a podiatrist, I'd say you're a lucky man. And isn't that our life? Everyone looks from their own viewpoint. A chain breaks at its weakest link. We need to deal with all 12 areas. The one that interests you the least is probably the one you need to work on the most. It usually works this way. Now, the gateways come at us from all directions in everyday life, sometimes more than one at a time. But in this program, I'll be presenting them in a particular order, each one preparing you for the next. Finally, culminating in the 12th gateway, serve your world. And